All 15 cranes rode a tailwind and followed ultralight aircraft out of the central Wisconsin refuge in the early morning. But shortly thereafter, six of the young birds broke off and returned to Nisida. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says it's not surprising that some of the cranes went back to their refuge home.
The very first departure can be kind of difficult. Some of the birds, of course, are reluctant to leave. They're not really sure, you know, why they're leaving, because they've, of course, been doing training flights the whole summer, where they'll go up and they'll do circles around the wetlands or the refuge for about 15 or 20 minutes or so.
Garland says wildlife officials wearing crane-like costumes eventually captured the six stragglers and took them in a truck to meet up with nine birds who flew about 20 miles on the migration route. The expectation is that all 15 birds will now stay together and perhaps join up with a 16th bird that's injured and already in a vehicle. There have been more serious problems with crane injuries or deaths during migrations the previous 2 years. Garland says the Whooping Crane Recovery Project needs to keep raising and training more birds in order to eventually get 25 breeding pairs of whoopers.
We don't like it, obviously, when it happens, and we hope it doesn't happen, but there can be losses. So obviously, when we can work with a larger flock, like we have now with the 16 cranes, it obviously is going to help the population.
If all goes well, this year's flock of cranes will rendezvous in about 6 weeks in Florida with about 20 other cranes from the previous 2 years. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.